I am Anna Nicole Smith's half-sister. I was born in 1971, 4 years after Vicki Lynn Hogan, whom you know as Anna Nicole Smith. In some ways, we are very similar, and perhaps that is why I can understand her motivations. But in other ways, we are completely different. In the years since my sister became famous, I've gained a lot of notoriety, unwanted notoriety, mostly caused by a media fixated on my sister, but sometimes caused directly by Anna. My children and I have been ruthlessly stalked by paparazzi and other media types. Every time my sister did something, usually bizarre, the paparazzi hounded my workplace as well as my house, hiding in the bushes and even on the roof of my home. At times it's hard to sustain a career with all of that going on. They camp outside the door, taking pictures and asking all kinds of crazy questions. It's impossible to keep normal friends because the normal everyday person doesn't want to put up with that. I mean, can you imagine going out with your girlfriends and trying to have a good time and then, boom, out from nowhere comes someone with a camera the size of a truck? Imagine the U.S. tabloids and the U.K. newspapers are either ruthlessly snapping photo after photo or running you down with never-ending questions about some silly thing or other you have absolutely no clue about. Then there are the top-tier television shows like Nancy Grace, Larry King Live, Good Morning America, The Today Show, The Early Show, and others who call for interviews and comments. I admire them all, but they only want me on their shows to talk about my crazy sister and her wacky life. It's hard to continually explain my sister's bizarre behavior on national television. My sister, who dubbed me as a user loser and told the world the incredible lie that she had never even met me. The bottom line is that I'm writing this because over the past decade there have been numerous lies about my family and me in the tabloids. I could have sold out many years ago, but I wanted, in my way, to protect Anna and keep some dignity. Despite being offered thousands and thousands of dollars for pictures and stories, I chose to stay quiet. I was struggling financially as a single mother, but I never took a dime. Instead, we endured embarrassing misery with all her media stunts. It's her actions that brought the press to my door. At first, we all thought she would be a flash in the pan and that would fade away, but over the years, she managed to continually up her antics and stay front-page news. But I have my own life. I don't live and breathe Anna Nicole. By writing this book, perhaps I can once and for all put some of the questions I get asked to rest. I am not perfect. I never claim to be. I'm just trying to lead a decent life, take care of my three children, and find answers to why my sister, my blood, treated us the way she did over these past years. It has been a catharsis for me to write this book, and perhaps by writing it I will be able to better understand who Vicki was. This is also a tale of two sisters who had dreams, whose lives intertwined, then fell apart, and lost each other. It's my turn to tell the true story. In doing so, however, be warned, I have strong opinions. When I see something or after talking to my family or my sister's family or people I trust, learn something. I can be very direct in telling it the way I see it. It's just my opinion. I know there may be two sides to the story, and I'm happy to hear the other side, just not necessarily in my book. If, in the end, my opinion is wrong, then I'll be the first to admit it and apologize for anyone who feels unfairly accused. But until someone comes and proves me wrong, here it is. Donna Hogan, Montgomery County, Texas, March 2007.